Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village 15, I'd like to introduce Lucy Hayward from Extant, and she is the Trainee Arts Administrator. Hiya Lucy.
Hi Jo.
Hi Lucy, it's good to have you on, and we're going to talk a little bit about yourself and obviously Extant and what people can expect at Site Village. So we were just talking before we started, you were telling us a little bit about yourself, so I think it'd be great if we could just start with that, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, my name's Lucy and I am the Trainee Arts Administrator at Extant, as Jo said. Basically, I came in on an RNIB outreach scheme. It's a 50-week programme which has enabled me to come into the office and learn how the administration for a theatre company works. I'm in charge of updating all the databases, so I keep up to date with all the contacts we have, from participants to tutors, professionals who are working with us, board members, stakeholders, and I come in and I support on particular projects. When we're doing workshops, I'll come in and support participants, and I take notes for meetings, for team meetings, and I'm always making tea and coffee.
So you were saying earlier that you're a writer as well.
Yeah, I am. I'm a playwright. I studied a Masters of Philosophy in Playwriting at Birmingham University, and since then I've just done the Young Writers Scheme with Pentabus Theatre, which is a theatre company out in Hereford, out near Ludlow, and we have been creating a piece which was based around a barn fire and how different people in the village reacted to it, and it's actually going to be performed at Latitude Festival the week after next, which is quite exciting. And I'm presently on the Birmingham Rep Writers Scheme as well, so I'm doing a bit of work with them, which is quite exciting too. And I'm looking to do some radio drama, which would be really exciting. So yeah.
All right. So obviously that leads you into obviously working for Extant, which would you like to tell us about them and what they do as an organisation?
Well, Extant is a visually impaired theatre company. So we're the leading visually impaired theatre company in the UK. We produce work which doesn't require audio description because it's included in the script. And when you come to an Extant performance, you get to feel the set, which is completely tactile, and you get to feel all the props. It's quite minimal with props, we don't use too many, and all our actors are blind or partially sighted. We run a lot of workshops for people who are visually impaired. We did a project called iDance last year where we had tutors came in and taught participants street dance, Zumba. We did lots of different types of dancing, and one lady who came, she was in her 90s, and she'd been so scared of standing up in her own house. She used to crawl around her house, and she came to iDance, and now she comes along to dance workshops, which is quite fun. Yeah, we're all about making things accessible for everybody. And my artistic director has just created a haptic device with the Open University and a company based at Harvard, which enables visually impaired actors to navigate their way across the stage. And we've got a demo of Flatland, which has just been tested at Blind Creations, and it's looking really, really impressive at the moment, so it'd be quite exciting to see how that moves forward.
That sounds fantastic, really interesting.
Because I can guess that is one of the main hurdles of a blind actor or visually impaired actor on the stage, knowing exactly where they are, and even knowing which direction to look if you haven't got that light perception or anything like that as well.
Exactly. It can be quite a scary prospect, but with this piece of haptic technology, you can hold it in your hand and it will vibrate as to the direction you need to move in. And what our artistic director, Maria Shoddy, did was she created a piece of theatre which four participants at a time could go into, holding these haptic devices in these brilliant space age suits, and they were navigated around a room to feel tactile textures, and the actors were performing as people navigated around the room, so you felt like you were actually in the performance.
Oh wow, that sounds great.
So remote control people, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So do Extant work out of one particular theatre, or do you do tours?
No, we've got the chairs coming on tour in the spring, and I believe that we will be performing at the Mac in Birmingham. We're going up to the Lowry in Manchester, and we have a date in Essex. Yeah. Ooh, oh, and one in London.
So one of the main reasons we've got you here, Lucy, is to talk about Extant at Site Village. So do you want to tell us what people can expect to see from Extant?
It's the first time that Extant has presented themselves at Site Village. So I will be on the stand talking about the projects that we have been doing over the last few months. We've had a project called Showreel, which was about encouraging visually impaired people to come along and make their own showreel. So they got to go to acting workshops, dance workshops, vocal workshops, and they created their own recording of them performing a piece of work, and it all got made into a professional document that they could take home and show to their family and friends or use in a professional capacity. And we'll be there telling you about new projects. We'll be starting a youth theatre in the next year. And on the Wednesday in the morning, we are actually going to be running a workshop. And it's quite exciting for me because Extant have been training me as a facilitator. So me and somebody else I've met through Extant called Anita will be there running a workshop. And it's for anyone of 18 plus. To come along and just have a bit of fun. We'll have half an hour to do a bit of acting, a bit of performing, play some games, and just generally enjoy ourselves. So we think it'll be a really exciting day, and we're just up for telling everybody about visually impaired theatre and how accessible it can be, and how it doesn't have to rely on audio description, how words can hold so much that you don't rely on having, you know, how you don't need to have somebody describing exactly what's going on stage.
Well, one of the things I've noticed as well for Site Village this year, and we'll just, before we go on to your contact details, quite a lot of the local, especially Birmingham and surrounded, quite a lot of the theatres are actually coming and exhibiting there. So it's a lot more arts this year than there has been in the past as general. So if you're not interested in the technology side, but you're interested in more of the, a bit of the arts and some of the other things we've covered on the series, you know, do come along. So how can people find out more and maybe get involved with you, or get to find out where you're, you know, where you're putting things on?
Right. Well, actually I'm the best person to contact. So if you want to get in contact with Extant, either email Lucy, L-U-C-Y, at extant, E-X-T-A-N-T, .org.uk, or call us in the office on 0207 820 3737. And I'm in 3 days a week, so I will get back to you on one of those days. And my manager, Lou, is in 5 days a week, so she will always be there to answer the phone.
Well, that's brilliant, Lucy. So if you're into your theatre, or maybe, you know, you're interested in having a go at that workshop, then check Extant out at Site Village or contact them, as Lucy said. So thanks very much, Lucy. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
No, it's brilliant. Thank you so much. I look forward to meeting some of you at Site Village.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.